A few weeks passed, and then one evening in a hallway at the Ichiriki, Mameha suggested the time had come to collect on her bet with Mother. I'm sure you'll recall that the two of them had wagered about whether my debts would be repaid before I was 20. As it turned out, of course, they'd been repaid already, though I was only 18. "Now that you've turned your collar," Mameha said to me, "I can't see any reason to wait longer." This is what she said, but I think the truth was more complicated. Mameha knew that Mother hated settling debts and would hate settling them still more when the stakes went higher. My earnings would go up considerably after I took Adana. Mother was certain to grow only more protective of the income. I'm sure Mameha thought it best to collect what she was owed as soon as possible and worry about future earnings in the future. Several days afterward, I was summoned downstairs to the reception room of our okya to find Mameha and Mother across the table from each other, chatting about the summer weather. Beside Mameha was a gray-haired woman named Mrs. Okada, whom I'd met a number of times. She was mistress of the okya where Mameha had once lived, and she still took care of Mameha's accounting in exchange for a portion of the income. I'd never seen her look more serious, peering down at the table with no interest in the conversation at all. "There you are," Mother said to me. "Your older sister has kindly come to visit, and has brought Mrs. Okada with her. You certainly owe them the courtesy of joining us." Mrs. Okada spoke up with her eyes still on the tabletop. "Mrs. Nitta, as Mameha may have mentioned on the telephone, this is more a business call than a social call. There is no need for Sayori to join us. I'm sure she has other things to do." "I won't have her showing disrespect to the two of you," Mother replied. "She'll join us at the table for the few minutes you're here." So I arranged myself beside Mother, and the maid came in to serve tea. Afterward, Mameha said, "You must be very proud, Mrs. Nitta, of how well your daughter is doing. Her fortunes have surpassed expectations, wouldn't you agree?" "Well now, what do I know about your expectations, Mameha-san?" said Mother. After this, she clenched her teeth and gave one of her peculiar laughs, looking from one of us to the other, to be sure we appreciated her cleverness. No one laughed with her, and Mrs. Okada just adjusted her glasses and cleared her throat. Finally, Mother added, "As for my own expectations, I certainly wouldn't say Sayori has surpassed them." "When we first discussed her prospects a number of years ago," Mameha said, "I had the impression you didn't think much of her. You were reluctant even to have me take on her training." "I wasn't sure it was wise to put Sayori's future in the hands of someone outside the okya, if you'll forgive me," said Mother. "We do have our Hatsumomo, you know."